We're having technical difficulties because that happens on your first show usually.
Lots of technical difficulties.
So we'll try to fix that and continue on with the sound.
What the? They say you gotta lose a couple fights to win. It's hard to tell from where I'm sitting. They say that this is where the fun begins. I guess it's time that I was quit. A slight figure of speech. I cut my chest wide open. They come and watch us bleed. Is it all like I was hoping? Damn. They said, I hope that you will never change.
Jet plane and a big idea. I jump over the sea. But it's hard on my trail. But they can't catch me, no.
Hello, everyone. We're inviting you to go on over to the Arts and Crafts for a Safer Community in the Dakin Living Room. It's going on right now. They're doing some fun craft painting type things. It's a safe space to talk about whatever you feel you need to talk about, any problems you've been having, any wonderful things that have happened to you. They're there. They're waiting for you, and they'd love to hear your story. All right, here's another song. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. That was the Abbott Brothers with Slight Figure of Speech. Now we have Telephone by the Black Angels.
I'm doing it wrong. together is falling apart. I got this thing that I consider my only order, fucking people over. My boss just quit the job, says he's going out to find blind spots and he'll do it. The third planet is sure when they're being washed by an eye in the sky and the camp stops. When you get to the promised land, you're gonna shake the eye's hand. Your heart felt good, it was dripping pitch and made of wood. And your hands and knees felt cold and wet on the grass beneath. While outside naked, shiver looking blue from the cold sunlight that's reflecting off the moon. And baby, come angels fly around you, reminding you we used to be three and not two in this house. And the world began. And that's how. Well, the third just remained and we're swimming in the water. Didn't know then was it a son, was it a daughter? And it occurred to me that the animals were swimming around in the water, and the oceans in our bodies, and another had been found, another ocean on the planet. Given that our blood is just like the Atlantic. Shaped exactly like the earth. If you go straight long enough, you end up where you were. And the universe is shaped exactly like the earth. If you go straight long enough, you end up where you were. The universe is shaped exactly like the earth. Your heart felt good, it was dripping pitch and made of wood. And your hands and knees felt cold and wet on the grass to me. What outside naked, shivering, looking blue from the cold sunlight that's reflecting off the moon. And baby, come on, angels fly around you, reminding me we used to be three and not two in this house. The world began, and that's how the world will end.
Alright, so we'd like to talk a little bit about our show, and can you still hear me? I don't know. But basically, our show is called Roar is a Lake with DJs East and West, and coincidentally, we have opposite tastes in music, so you will be hearing a lot of things from us over the next few weeks and hopefully into the spring semester. And without further ado, we give you our next song.
Up next is Start Wearing Purple by Gogo Bordello. One of the best live acts I've ever seen. That is, if I can get my computer to work.
But until then, I'll just keep talking, and I can tell you all about my plants and things, you know, because I absolutely love plants. My very good friend Taylor gave me some, and I put them in my window, and they're beautiful. I sit with them every day, and I talk to them, and I feel like, you know, giving plants love makes them grow, just like people, you know?
We're still having the same difficulty. Sorry. So Megan's going to have to keep rambling.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'll tell you all about my plants. So the first one is, well, I don't really know what it's called, but it's got these beautiful, lush, you know, pretty wide leaves. And there's about five of them. There's a new one since I got them. So that's pretty awesome. And it holds some water in the middle, you know, so I like to pour the water in there and then pretend that, you know, little animals are going to take a bath or something. The second plant is what appears to me to be like a daisy. You know, it has some yellow flowers that may or may not be dead. But the leaves are still green, so I think that it's alive, and it's semi-happy, you know. It's a little temperamental sometimes. And then the third one is a beautiful palm tree that my friend Sam helped me go and replant and get some dirt for, so now it's thriving, and so they're all sitting on my window. And I will be giving you guys weekly updates about them, because I just love them so, so very much. And, yeah, so Chauncey's still having a lot of technical difficulties. And I think that I am just going to play a song, all right?
No, he's got it.
Oh, no, he's got it.
We now we have Start Wearing Purple by Gogo Bordello.
We love you guys for listening to us.
Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Since you were a 20, I was 20, and thought that some years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в ну. Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
And wisdom will all vanish.
Hey, everybody. This is Roars of the Lake with DJs East and West.
And we are going to talk to you about an email that went around today. It is for the Tobacco Task Force recommendations. And everybody should read this because this applies to us directly. They're trying to harshen punishments for smoking indoors. They're trying to give us 20 hours of community service for a first-time offense. They're trying to move our smoke receptacles away from the doors. And I think we should stand up and protest. Now, if you click the link, there's a place after you click each of their...
In the email, there's a link that'll bring you to the Hampshire website.
Yes, and then you read what they have to say.
It'll tell you all about this Tabasco Task Force.
And there's numbers 1, 2, and 3, and you click on them, and you give them your feedback, and you tell them what you think, if you're against it, if you're pro it, but, you know, speak out. It's yours to control. You're Hampshire students. Say something.
They have all these recommendations. The first one is enforcement policy. Your first offense, right now you just kind of get a warning, I guess. I'm not really sure. But with this recommendation, you get 20 hours of community service for smoking in your room. Another offense, 20 more hours. A bunch of other shit, like your housing lottery goes away. Your third offense, you just get kicked out of campus housing.
This is serious stuff, guys.
Serious.
So with that being said, everybody get on your computers. I know you're going to. All five of you that are listening to us, and say something about it. And anyway, enjoy this cover. It's by Emily the Great of Where Is My Mind?
Your hand on the ground, your feet in the air. Catch this trick, you spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, there's nothing in it. You'll ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Out into the water, see it swimming.
Where is your mind?
I was swimming in the Caribbean. Animals were hiding behind the rocks. Several little fish, he told me, swears, try to talk to me. Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Out into the water, see it swimming. This trick, and you spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, but there's nothing in it. You'll ask yourself, where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Where is my mind?
Everybody, it's now time to
kick out the jams, motherfucker! Kick out the jams!
Megan and I will play a song that's going to kick out the jams. And pretty much any song that rocks out.
Yeah.
This week's song is going to be Judy is a Punk from 1977 by the Ramones.
A few more announcements from your DJs East and West. First, we'd like to give a shout out to Arts and Crafts for a Safer Community. It's happening right now in the Dakin living room, so head on over there and make some flyers, paint some pictures, draw, sing, paint, do whatever you feel is artistic to you while talking about important community issues such as sexism, racism, classism, any kind of ism, really. So, that being said,
we would like to revisit the Tabasco Task Force.
Tobacco.
One thing that really struck home for me is that what they want to do is move the butt receptacles, like cigarette butts. Megan just gave me a really weird look when I said that. They want to move the receptacles, and they want to move benches out of the way of the doors to pretty up the campus, essentially to appease visitors. Is that the right word?
Prospective students. They're trying to appeal to the parents of prospective students by saying that we don't have smokers on campus, which is a lie.
They're trying to move everything to take away the quote-unquote negative image of smoking. So what they're doing is taking away our access to smoking and our comfort when smoking for aesthetics of the campus, which I think is disrespectful. We pay a ton of money to go to school here. We pay to work and live here. And they're just trying to make it look good for people visiting.
The campus is for the students, not for the prospective students. It will be for the prospective students if they decide to come to Hampshire. And if they decide to come to Hampshire, they should know what it's really like. Nothing should be hidden. Nothing should be pushed aside. We're here. We are what we are. And we love everybody. All right.
That being said, please go check your email. The subject is Tabasco Task Force joke of a college. And please put in your feedback.
All right. Well, enjoy this next song from Josh Pike. It's called Middle of the Hill.
Kid, I grew up in a house on a hill, not the top, not the bottom, but the middle. And I still remember where I cracked my head in the vacant lot. There's a row of tiny houses there now, and we used to light fires in the gutters. And I could cool my head on the concrete steps, but the girl down the street hit my sister on the head with a stick, and we hid behind my father as he knocked on her parents' door to tell him what she did. But the parents were drunk, so they really didn't give a shit. And the
girl down the street said a dog couldn't bark, 'cause a man with an axe cut its voice box out. But my older sister told me that it probably wasn't true, and I believe what she said, 'cause she took me by the hand one time when a couple men drove down the hill in a white van. Said there was a phone box filled with money around the corner, and I would have gone along, but she took me by the hand to the house in the middle of the hill, the middle of the hill, the middle of the hill. And our mother knew the words to a lot of different songs, and we'd always sing the harmonies when we'd sing along. She had cool, cool hands when the fever hit, and the noises that the trains made sounded like people in my head, and the stories that the ceiling told through the pictures in the grains on the pine wood boards. And I could stay outside till the sky went red, and I could cool my head on the concrete steps, and you could never really see the top from the bottom. But I'm paying enough attention to the good things when I got them. You could never really see the top from the bottom. But I'm paying enough attention to the good things when I got them. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got 'em. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got 'em. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got 'em. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got 'em. No.
All right, friends. So this next song, actually, playlist, goes out to our one listener in Hawaii currently, Tasha. I think some of you might recognize this. This is one of my all-time favorite songs, so please enjoy it, and spread it around. Share it. Share it with people you love. Share it with people you just met. I don't know. Enjoy. Thank you. was my not so smooth transition. Sorry, guys. We don't put our hands over our mouth. Whatever comes up, comes out.
Shit right here. I'm beautiful. Hey yo, depending on the day and depending on what I ate, I'm anywhere from 20 to 35 pounds overweight. I got red eyes and one of them's lazy, and they both squint when the sun shines, so I look crazy. I'm albino, man, I know I'm pink and pale, and I'm hairy as hell everywhere but fingernails. I shave a cranium that ain't quite shaped right. Face type shiny, I stay up and write late nights. My wardrobe is jeans and faded shirts, a mixture of what I like and what I wear to work. I'm not mean and got a neck full of razor bumps. I'm not the classic profile of what the ladies want. You might think I'm depressed as can be, but when I look in the mirror, I see sexy ass me. And if that's something you can't respect, then that's peace. My life's better without you, actually. To everyone out there who's a little different, I say, damn a magazine, these is God's fingerprints. You can call me ugly, but can't take nothing from me. I am what I am, doctor, you ain't gotta love me. If you would please turn in your Bible to Beauty Tips According to Forrest Whitaker, in the third chapter of the third line. Brother Ali, would you please read to the choir for me, son? I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend and you ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be alright, you ain't gotta be my friend and you ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me, and I'ma be alright. You ain't gotta be my friend and you ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be okay, you would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me.
Hey everybody, this is Roar of the Lake with DJs East and West. That was Brother Ali with Forrest Whitaker, one of my favorite feel-good songs of all time. Megan has something to say.
Yes, I have a question for the masses tonight. Question is, now you really have to think about this, all right? How is it that you do not dance when you hear music?
Who says I can't get stoned? Turn off the lights and the telephone. Me in my house alone. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't be free from all of the things that I used to be? Rewrite my history. Who says I can't be free?
How DJs East and West feel.
Night in New York City. It's been a long night in Baton Rouge. Don't remember you looking any better, but then again I don't remember you.
JohnMayer.com.
Who says I can't get stoned? Call up a girl that I used to know. Fake love for an hour or so. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't take time? Meet all the girls in the county line. Wait on fate to send a sign. Who says I can't take time? It's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long night in Austin too. I don't remember you looking any better, but then again I don't remember you.
I can't get stoned. Plan a trip to Japan alone. Doesn't matter if I even go. Who says I can't get stoned? It's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long time since 22. I don't remember you looking any better. But then again, I don't remember, don't remember.
Enjoyed that one. This next one is a little older, a little classier, and a little more awesome. Enjoy.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to the wanderer. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
That was Bob Dylan and Tambourine Man. And we would like to end today. I know it's sad it's over. Well, at least it's sad for me. You're probably very happy about it. But we would like to end with a quote. So am I doing the quote?
Megan, you are doing the quote.
All right. So my quote of the day, I have no idea who it's by, so we're going to say anonymous, is A child of five would understand this. Send someone to fetch a child of five. So think about that one and ponder over it while you hear our last and final song for the evening. And we'll probably see most of you later, so yeah. All right.
Sorry, for our last song, we're going to do a dancing number with Chromeo, Night by Night.